You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
What is up, y'all? Welcome to the Paul Feinbaum Show. Peter Burns sitting in, hanging out. Trust me, there's only water in this cup as far as you can know. Hit me up on Twitter at Peter Burns ESPN. 855-242-PAUL is the number. Mark Embritt had announced late yesterday at the end of this show that he's been stepping down at 2023. Greg Sankey already coming out and saying, I have no interest in that job. I'm busy with what I'm doing. And why would he want a demotion? Nobody wants that job right now. In fact, I've seen on my Twitter account, several people have already said, I'm not interested in taking over for Mark Emmert. Greg Sankey's in pretty good place as we sit right here. 855-242-PAUL is the phone number, and we go to this man. You got to say it three times. I-man. Hello, sir.
Peter Burns. Sounds so nice. You got to say it thrice. And then for the Bama fans, that's three times. Peter Burns, you're my favorite host on here. I really appreciate you when you come in and do such a fine job, and you bring enlightening thought to the whole process of things. A Nick Saban word, if you don't mind.
I mean, you know, I appreciate that. What do you got for me, buddy?
I've been giving this thing some thought. You're talking about three coaches. Why the world would anybody? Why would I want to go to Las Vegas? And I've been there before. Why would I take three coaches that go anywhere in the world anytime? And you go with them guys, and then all of a sudden, they take over. You know, they want to drive. They want to pick out the restaurant. You know, I get the bed by the window. I got a vap of view. I mean, I'm taking three callers.
All right, I'm in.
Daniel.
All right, so back up here for a second. I mean, I had previously said if we were taking Feinbaum's private jet to Vegas, what three SEC coaches would you take? You're saying you don't want to take any coaches. You want to take three callers. Who's your three callers, Vegas?
If we're going to Vegas, we're going to have a good time. We're not going to sit around and hang out and watch other people watch people. We're going out there to create some ruckus. Take Squirrel, Brams, probably Handsome Joe, and I got the unknown caller in a box I'm taking out there with me. And you know what we're going to do when we get there? We're going to rent a car, a truck. We're going to go to the desert. We're going to smoke peyote with the Indian chiefs. And then we're going to take Jim from Tuscaloosa in that cardboard box to Area 51 and take him home.
Mm-hmm.
Take him right there where his relatives are, and he can see all of his little alien friends, his little alien heads. And he'll be just right happy. And he won't be calling us anymore. He won't be worried. We won't have to hear about when he got hurt. Because then, see, they all understand his hurt. We don't. So we're taking him home. And we're going to go out there and raise hell and have a good time. Now, why in the world would anybody want to go anywhere with Nick Saban? I mean, the little control freak. I mean, if he doesn't control your life, you mean nothing to him. That's why he's so threatened by the NIL. See, when he had them players before the NIL, he controlled the paychecks. He controlled everything. He had his thumb on their shoulders. Now he doesn't have that control. So I can see the little fella jumping up, down, ranting, you know, like a little ant out there in the big world. And if anybody's pissed off about NIL and transfer portal, it's got to be him. Because, see, he's been doing this and he's been cheating so well, now everybody else has a leg up and can cheat with him. So, therefore, I mean, why would you want to go to Vegas with a guy like that? I mean, would you want to go to Vegas with Saban? Or would you rather go with me? I mean, you've been a married man and all settled down. You probably don't want to answer that live on the radio or TV, but you would have a hell of a better time.
It does feel like I'm taking peyote sometimes when I host this show, So, yes, I would imagine the experience is kind of the same.
I mean, there's nothing like a fallen star saying it's a miracle. I mean, sitting out there looking for Graham Parsons' body, I mean, where the hell else could you go? Why wouldn't you go to the desert? Rent a car and see the town. Forget the gambling and all that. That's all crazy stuff. I mean, you can go to the shows and that kind of thing. Been there, done that. But, I mean, get out and see the scenery. And why, hell, Hoover Dam's as good a place as any to go to if you've never been there. But the desert got to be cool this time of year. Peter Burns. Let's take Jim from Tuscaloosa back to Area 51. You have a good day.
The legend, I-Man. It is interesting, you know, I mean, going back to one of the 19 different tangents of the great I-Man's phone call, he's talked about Nick Saban saying how he probably doesn't like name, image, and likeness in transfer portal. I know that firsthand that he doesn't necessarily like it. However, I've noticed this about Saban, okay, is that anytime Nick Saban says, is this what we want college football to be? It's a warning, right? It's almost like him asking you. It's like when my parents would ask you, are you sure you want to do this? And anytime my parents would say that, I'd be like, oh yeah. And then I realized they knew better. And I think that's what Nick Saban is saying. Listen, if you want it, he did it with fast-paced offense. You want football to be this way? All right. And then all of a sudden, guess what? He gets Lane Kiffin. All of a sudden, these offenses that he had are setting brand-new records. Transfer portal. If Nick Saban really wanted to get diabolical about the transfer portal, every single year when he loses 20 guys, he could sit there and go, you know what? I'm not going to sign any guys. I'm just going to take the top 25 players. If you want in, put your name in the transfer portal, and we'll see what plays out. And guess what? You'd have 25 guys that would say, sign me up, coach, I'm in. Now, he doesn't do that because I think he respects the game more, but there's going to be guys that try to work that process right now, and that's what he's asking for in name, image, and likeness. All he's asking for, like everybody right now, is give me what the rules are, because right now everybody's playing by different rules. Tell me what the rules are. The NCAA can't do it, and even the rules that they have, they don't police them whatsoever. So that's a huge, huge thing. Wow, back-to-back legends. Jim and Tuscaloosa on the phone.
Come on, Peter. You got me wanting to jump on you a little bit. You go call that moron, that look at the picture of that. You know what that guy is? He's the Crypt Keeper. You remember the Crypt Keeper from Tales from the Crypt?
Yeah.
That's who that guy is. He's a complete freak. Peter, I'm really losing respect for you when you call that guy a legend. I mean, come on, man. But wait a minute. I guess the devil himself is somewhat of a legend. So if you want to look at it that way. But, Peter, I cannot believe you're sucking up to that guy. I'm serious. I can't believe it.
Jim, would you like to confirm or deny the rumor that you are indeed from Area 51? Like I-Man said, you have free
reign. What is Area 51? I'm sorry. I don't know what that is.
What's the best way to describe Area 51, where the aliens were allegedly found in the 1940s? Is what Area 51.
And you're telling me you think I'm one of like
Jim? Jim, do not put words in my mouth. I'm not the one who said it. It was I-Man that called in and said that you are indeed from Area 51. I didn't say that you were from Area 51. I didn't say it. I
mean,
why'd
you even bring it up? Because you know, he's nothing but a stinking liar. I've got more real estate in his head than anybody in the world. You know that. Hello?
Just making sure you're not killing the messenger here. I was just asking. I was giving you the opportunity. When I co-host, you always say that I cut you off early and I don't ask you questions.
No. I'm just saying, no, you suck up to that guy. I don't understand that.
Okay.
I thought you had class. I thought you had more class than to mess with him. That guy is a complete idiotic fool. Totally a fool. How many times have you called in without bashing me? You know that, Peter.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Well, why do you think that's good? I don't want to brag, but there's nobody in my league on this show when I talk at ball, and even now, as a caller, as a contributor, as anything. And that dumbass, and you're going to – yeah, it makes me mad that you would be nice to him with the things he says. He's trash. He's a thug, Peter. He is a thug.
So let me take this in a different direction, Jim. All right. If you were to, right, if we gave you Feinbaum's private jet, I know I-Man ain't going to be on that list, right? And you're able to take three different callers. Who you taking on that private jet?
Peter, this is kind of sophomoric.
Yes. I don't know how to spell it.
These questions.
Yeah. Okay.
These questions, something like you'd get from Matt from San Antonio. I'd probably take Matt and let me think. I'll take... who else? Squirrel? Squirrel would be a great guest, a guy to go with. And let me see, one more. I can't
what
even
about Larry and Shelby or Bam and Nick? Would you take
Yeah, I'll take Larry. Larry's a fun guy. Yeah, okay. There you go. Three of them.
Okay. Can I go with you?
Yeah, you can go too. I didn't even think about you, but you go.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we made
up. But you've already got your private jet and your golf clubs. And Peter, what are you making, about $200,000 a year at least?
Can I confirm nor deny any numbers that ESPN pays me?
Whatever you want to do, Peter. Whatever you want to do, man. You know, I'm trying to be. Did you see my tweet backing you up?
I do. I do appreciate it. Jim, talking about golf, though, hang tight, because I know you are a golfer, an accomplished one. You're going to enjoy the next interview that I do have. Scott Limbaugh in the Vanderbilt men's team.
You need to get...
They just won a title. By the way, I did not cut him off. Just so you know, I did not cut him off. So let that you guys know that. Scott Limbaugh joining us next at Vanderbilt. See, get him fired up as well.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back, Paul Feinbaum Show. Peter Burns sitting in for Mr. Feinbaum. You can hit me up on Twitter at Peter Burns ESPN. We're going to be talking to Scott Limbaugh, the head coach at Vanderbilt, the SEC champion for their men's golf team back-to-back years. But real quick, a phone call. Bam and Nick, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, Peter Burns. Peter Burns, I'm doing great. It's been a long time, Peter.
Indeed, sir. Everything been good for you?
Yeah, it's been pretty good, pretty good. Look, I tried to get on there when you had Marlon on there. I was going to ask him a question. But that's all right. I'll just send him a tweet.
Yeah, what'd you have for Marlon, man? I mean, obviously, such a great player. And, man, that guy's going to have a huge career in media. I mean, you know, I hope he plays for a long, long time. But you could tell why he's going to be a star.
Yeah, I wanted to ask him when he was recruited to Baltimore, when they signed him, who did the signing? Was it Ozzie Newsome that came to him?
I would imagine it would have been Ozzie. I mean, Ozzie's been the GM over there for Baltimore for forever, so I would imagine that would have been the case. I mean, I'm sure somebody, you know, where Harbaugh probably got on the phone and said it, but I would have think it had to be Ozzie that made the actual call itself.
Right, that's what I was going to ask him, because, you know, Ozzie was a great play at Bama and Cleveland and came to GM over there at Baltimore. So I just wanted to know, ask him that and how big an impact it was of talking to the great Ozzie Newsome.
Well, we'll get into touch with that. Marlon's actually had to roll to the airport. But, Bama, Nick, before we let you go, man, what do you think about how Nick Saban, of all people, is going to handle this name, image, and likeness and transfer portal stuff?
I don't really know, Peter, but Coach Saban will handle it like he's been handling everything the last 10, 12 years. But you know, I was kind of upset with old Jim from Tuscaloosa a little bit because he wouldn't take me to Vegas with him.
No, well, I think he was up on the list. He said you and Larry and Shelby and we're going to be on that list right there. So which one of the coaches would you have taken?
No, he didn't. He said you're going to take old Matt, the moron from San Antonio.
So that's who he was taking. Did that hurt your feelings, Bama Nick?
Yeah. I thought, me and Jim's pretty tight. You know, I tweet him. He tweets me. You know, he likes my tweets. I like his. You know who I would take with me if I took three callers to the show?
Who you got?
I got, of course, I'd probably take Jim, but I'd take cheerleader with me, and I'd take old Matt from Gainesville, a.k.a. Red Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Matt'd be pretty cool.
I still think that we should have that. In the off season, we should do like a, you know, like they have these celebrity cruises. We should get like one of these Viking cruise ships, Bama Nick, and we'll have this whole Feinbaum cruise. And Paul could sit there on the throne and everybody could be out there. We'll have some fun with it. Bama Nick, I got to roll, man. We appreciate the time. Thank you for the phone call, bud. We'll holler at you soon. All right. A guy that I'd take on a road trip anywhere because he's pretty darn successful at what he does. Scott Limbaugh, the head coach over at Vanderbilt Men's Golf. Back-to-back champions. My man, congratulations on the victory. And walk me through it, man. You know, everybody says the golf coach is just glorified van drivers, right? I mean, how'd you get your team ready to rock and roll for this one? Trying to get there. We're going to get a little bit of a better connection there. There he is. Hey, my man, Scott Limbaugh. You there? You got me?
I can hear you this time, Peter. Absolutely. I don't know if Bama Nick was cutting me off or what.
Oh, man, it's good. Hey, back-to-back, you guys go, you know, you talk about death in so many different teams, right, as far as SEC baseball and softball and football, of course. But the depth that you have on this Vanderbilt team, you guys win back-to-back SEC golf championships. Where does it come from? Is it the coaching? Is it the recruiting? What is it?
No, this team here is overcoming coaching, Peter. You know how that works. It has been about the depth for us this year. We've got, you know, eight or nine guys that can play, and each week we're just re-challenging, you know, kind of the line for us to stay above. These guys are pushing each other every week, and we have great leadership on this team. So these guys kind of started off in January wanting to really get going, and I'm just proud for them to enjoy some successes that they're able to enjoy.
And part of that, you know, obviously is managing expectations for teams and making them play a little bit better. Like, do you guys, obviously they have swing coaches, but do y'all have a mental coach as well for the golf side of the programs?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of our guys, Peter, work with different people, and that's one thing we focus a lot of our energy on is just helping these guys understand what greatness looks like day to day. And our guys are, you know, Vanderbilt attracts a different style of person, a different style of athlete, and I think it inspires us to work harder and work together in everything that we do in the classroom. On the golf course, whatever it may be, it's what attracted me, you know, to this job 10 years ago. Anyway, Vanderbilt is different, but that distinction that we had, it pushes us to be better than we were yesterday. And that's the mindset of our golf program is, you know, let's take chances and let's seize opportunities. Let's don't let them get past us.
And you're looking, you know, you're trying to find the best talent. And sometimes that's international. Sometimes it's right in the neighborhood of other teams you play against, right? And you know something about the Alabama Crimson Tide team. You're a great recruiter. And you look at Gordon Sargent, who was a fantastic kid coming out from Birmingham. You said that he's just sneaky long. He's so good. You know, take me through what a recruiting trip is like when you're battling these other SEC coaches for top-tier talent.
Well, it's like any other recruitment, Peter. I mean, it's you're trying to help a young person understand what a 40-year decision is about, not a 4-year decision. And we believe that we focus on Vanderbilt. We focus on what we do. We never talk about it's never a comparison game. never what they do. It's only about us, because that's the only thing that I know exactly what we do. And you know, you talk about, you know, you mentioned Gordon, and Gordon is an extremely gifted student, first and foremost. So I think the ability to show him that we're going to compete for SEC and national championships, along with helping him get an education that's going to set him up for a lifetime of success, I think that was what attracted he and his father, Seth, and his mother, Monica, to Vanderbilt University in the first place. And he's a winner. He's been a winner his whole life. And I just think he wants to compete for championships and wants to be pushed by the best players in the country.
And you guys see that, and you guys have one of the best teams in the country winning back-to-back SEC titles, which is a lot tougher now because it's not only stroke play, then you have to win match play, and it was fantastic over at Sea Island. I see the logo on your shirt there. It looks pretty good. Going forward, though, we talk a lot, and our callers have been talking about name, image, and likeness and transfer portal stuff. How much does that filter down to the golf world in your world?
Oh, it's there, Peter, for sure. I think that, as the, collegiate athletics landscape continues to change, I think our golf program and Vanderbilt, we're all for our, student athletes maximizing their potential in all areas. And, there's not a lot, there's not many hotter cities in the country than Nashville, Tennessee right now. So along with that, and Vanderbilt's got a new thing that we're collaborating along with NBC Sports that we're helping pilot. And I think it's going to really help our student athletes to try to help understand what their best practices are moving forward through NBC Sports and NBC Sports Athlete Direct. So there's a lot of opportunities out there, but it's like anything else. It's your brand, and we want to do the best job we can helping our kids understand how to make great decisions for their brand now and for their brand, moving forward.
It's funny because we have you on FaceTime right now, and I see you kind of fidgeting with the camera, which means those are text messages come in. So as a golf coach right now that just won an SEC title, how many text messages does one get in a single day?
It has been more than usual, Peter. Usually it's just, my wife reminding me that Annie and Mally are playing softball at 5:30 and 5:45 on field 7 and field 9. And, and you need to pick up Thomas and get him there for the Pirates game at 6:50. For batting practice. That's usually what, but lately, we're getting quite a good amount of text about us winning, and there's a lot of excitement around that. So I am I'm thrilled to see the text rolling in and people caring about what our student athletes are doing on the golf course.
Last question for you too, Scott, because you guys know recruiting is the lifeblood, whether it's Nick Saban getting football players or Eric Musselman and what he's trying to do with Arkansas hoops. At what age do you start zoning in on recruits for the golf world and think, all right, I've got to have my eye on this guy that I want to sign in a couple of years?
I think high school. I think when they're in high school, we're always paying attention to scores earlier than that. But just when they're in high school, Peter, we've entered a stage of, where we're starting to see who's becoming what. And there's no perfect science to it. For us, we're wanting to, rather you're talking about, like right the guys that won all three of our points Sunday in the SEC championship were from the state of Texas, two from Austin, Reed Davenport and Cole Sherwood, and then William Mall from Houston, Texas. And then we had Harrison Ott from Wisconsin, just all these guys contributed. And so, we're able to swing a pretty wide net at Vanderbilt, but it's about a fit too. It's not just about a score. It's about finding young guys that want to be, held to a high standard on the course, in the classroom, and all around. So, but I would say high school is a pretty fair time to say, let's see who's becoming what.
Well, do me a favor, next time that you need any kind of SEC golf recruiting coordinator for overseas or something like that, I'm more than happy to do it. He is Scott Limbaugh, back-to-back SEC Men's Golf Coach Champions. We appreciate him joining us, even with a bad connection. Let's take one quick phone call real quick before a break. Tom is in Alabama. Welcome to the Paul Feinbaum Show. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Peter. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I wish I had a little better connection with Scott Limbaugh, who is fantastic with us, but I appreciate it. What's happening, man?
I think you're doing a good job.
Thank you, sir.
I played football in high school and tennis in college, and I played table tennis. My question for you today is, how many players do you think Alabama's going to get in the upcoming draft?
Tom, I haven't looked at the latest, and of course they got the mock drafts that are coming out right now. If I'm not mistaken, I want to say it was anywhere between 8 to 10 different players, which it's kind of crazy because that seems like almost feels like a low number for Alabama, and that's kind of just the bar that it's been set. I think what everybody's trying to figure out too is how many does Georgia end up having? And I think that's the big recruiting lifeblood. As much as we're talking about name, image, and likeness, when a college athlete goes to play football in the SEC, they want to play because they want to play on Sundays. In every single football facility you walk into, the first thing you see when you open the doors is how many players they have placed in the NFL. And at that point, Nick Saban is still king. He's still king with all the rings, and he's still king about getting guys into the draft. That's why this is going to be a monster draft coming up over the next couple of days, and Paul Feinbaum will be broadcasting live from Las Vegas on Thursday and Friday. More of your phone calls coming up next. 855-242-PAUL is the number. Hit me up on Twitter, at Peter Burns, ESPN.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Welcome back, Paul Feinbaum Show. Peter Burns sitting in for Mr. Paul Feinbaum. Scott Limbaugh was great earlier, the Vanderbilt head coach. He was talking about, you know, recruiting and name, image, and likeness, and we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Gator Todd. And believe it or not, that's his name. Yes, Gator Todd is part of the recruiting coordinator crew and really gets those guys over at Vanderbilt. One of the reasons why they've won back-to-back SEC titles, so a shout-out to that fine man as well. 855-242-PAUL is the phone number. Let's go. Jack is in Florida. What's up, Jack?
Yeah, hello. Thanks for taking my call. I first want to say, as a certified psychotherapist, I might want to leave my number for some of these guys who call into your show who apparently are in need of psychological help. I would be glad, again, to leave my number in case they need that. But anyway, I want to say something about Quinn Ewers, the Texas quarterback.
Yeah,
I saw him play in high school, and I saw him in the spring game with Texas. And I know it's easy to get overhyped about Texas. Texas is always trumped up to be better than they really are. But this guy is the most talented quarterback, the most talented passer that I've seen. I mean, he looks like a combination of John Elway and Dan Marino, you know, in terms of just pure ability to throw the football on from different angles and just his natural talent. So I want to put a shout out to the college football world that I think this guy is going to be a sensational college quarterback. The question I wanted to ask, though, was I'm interested in the Arch Manning recruiting and whether he's going to go and play for obviously the greatest college football coach of all time and the current best coach in college football, Nick Saban, not Kirby Smart. Which I heard the guy, you know, the other day or yesterday talking about how Kirby Smart is now currently the best college football coach on the scene. Not at all. Nick Saban either wins it every year or gets really, really close to winning it every year. But I was wondering if you all knew whether Arch Manning is leaning toward Alabama.
You know, Jack, thank you for the phone call. There's a lot to digest there, and that is the multi-million dollar question is where Arch Manning is going to go to school. I don't know if there's been a recruit more talked about over the last decade than Arch and where he was going to decide. I think that when you look at it, it had been talked about maybe Georgia, maybe Alabama, Texas is in the mix as well, too. It's Sark running that offense. I find it fascinating because if, you know, Nick, for the longest time, the way he grew his teams were by, think about the teams that like Greg McElroy had, right? It was going to be ball control. It was going to play great defense. We're going to take a couple of, you know, risk here and there. But ultimately, we're going to beat you with defense and you making mistakes. That had to flip, and it flipped his mentality when he went over to Lane Kiffin. And from there, they've been an offensive juggernaut. And I think that's one of the things I'm kind of curious to see. What happens with how Kirby Smart handles his quarterback room, right? You guys have talked about it earlier today and on this phone or on the phone lines, is that Kirby hasn't had the cleanest track record, and it's kind of been kind of messy managing expectations and managing talent in the quarterback room. Well, guess what? He almost has two titles. He at least has one right now. So I will say this. Either way it comes down, Arch is going to go to a big brand. And the question is if that brand going to be in the SEC? I think, yes, it will be. I doubt that he'll go anywhere else to where he wants to go. I know that his dad has said, I'm not getting involved at any part of that conversation because he probably doesn't want to answer to the media after it happens. So we're waiting and seeing as well. I don't have any inside information on that. Larry and Shelby, what's up, buddy? Been a while.
Hey, brother, what's going on? You've been taking a hammering from all these idiots.
Oh man, we have fun here. It's all in good nature, Ribbit.
I go on that plane with our man. I'd pitch his ass out about 30,000 feet too. I'd throw his ass plumb out of that plane and watch him see if he could fly like an eagle. Ow!
Oh, Larry.
I won't tell you something. Yeah, I know I wouldn't. That'd be homicide. I'm gonna tell you. This portal that you're talking about, I call it porta potty. Saban's been kicking ass. People are not paying attention. He just got the fastest human on this earth at 4.24.
Yeah, you're talking about you're talking about the Louisville wide receiver, and even before that, you know, Jameson coming in from Ohio State. I mean, again, if Nick Saban wants it, Nick Saban's going to get, because remember, every single recruit that has played under Nick Saban at Alabama has played for a national title. I mean, that's a heck of a recruiting pitch to give to somebody.
And fine mom said, well, Saban's mad because he let this portal slide by him and the NIL. Hey, he just got started. He warned people the rich is going to get richer, and that's what's going to happen. He said, is this really what y'all want? Then we're going to taste a Nike shoe leather when I put it up your ass, because that's what he's doing. I mean, that he's got five players off the portal. That's awesome. He's got one from Georgia, one of their best receivers, and nobody wants to play for Bennett. They're bailing ass out. I mean, they don't. And if people can't see that, something's wrong. And I'm with you on it, man. Saban, you better get up real early to beat that man. Real damn early. And I believe that. And this JK that calls in, he can kiss my crimson ass if he thinks he's going to hang his hat on one national champion's. We beat them in the SEC championship, so that means we're the best team in the SEC. What does that mean? Yeah. So roll down tide to you, brother. You take care.
Good to catch up with you, Larry and Shelby. Always a monumental phone call from a man. 855-242-PAUL is the phone number. We'll talk more name, image, and likeness, more transfer portal, more who needs to be the next president of the NCAA. Spoiler alert, it's not going to be Greg Sankey. I'll tell you why next here on the Paul Feinbaum Show.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Paul Peter Burns, welcome back to the Paul Feinbaum Show. Sitting in for Paul, who is on an airplane ride right now, headed to Las Vegas. He'll be doing his show from the draft over the next couple of days, where I'd imagine there'll be a bunch of SEC players' names called. We're taking your calls right now. 855-242-PAUL is the phone number. I asked and joked around, had you hopped on the private jet with Feinbaum to Vegas, and you could take any coaches with you. Any sport, too, right? I took Tony Vitello being my number one draft pick. I had Bruce Pearl coming in at number two, and I had Kirby Smart coming in at number three, the guys that I would roll with Vegas with. Who do you have? Let's go. Jimmy in Knoxville. What's up, man?
Hey, I would take Josh Heupel, Lane Kiffin, and a bucket full of golf balls.
Are they the yellow golf balls, Jimmy? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you this. I would imagine, if you're calling from Knoxville, you're a Tennessee fan. What's your feeling on Lane Kiffin and the success he's had in Oxford in that last year and a half?
He's done pretty good.
Are you over it? Like, do you feel good with Heupel being there that you're like, all right, we've put that to bed and now we're good?
Oh, yeah. I love Heupel. He's a good coach.
Heupel's got that offense rolling, and the fact that he's got Hendon Hooker coming back, again, I think he's criminally underrated right now, and I think that's one of the reasons why they've been fun. And really, when I had talked about what Tennessee football is building over in Knoxville, and I said it last year on our SiriusXM show, I said, do the same exact thing that Lane Kiffin is doing in Oxford, which is score a bajillion points, get everybody excited, and then try to figure out the defense. Well, guess what? Lane Kiffin did. Scored a bajillion points in his first year in Oxford. Defense was atrocious. Brought in DJ Durkin. The defense got a whole lot better, and look what happened. The question is, can Tennessee make that jump defensively? I'm not quite sure. I know Sweet Lou is in my ear here as our director. He's a big-time Vol fan. I don't know if they have the depth to do it, but I want somebody to compete against Georgia, right? I don't think Florida's at that point yet. I think Billy Napier can get there because I think that he is as obsessed with recruiting as Kirby Smart's going to be. I think the collectives that they're putting together and the Gator Guard or whatever, NIL, is going to help Florida. But at that point, it's not just a, hey, snap your fingers or you're going to get better. I'm fascinated to see who's going to be the second best team in the SEC East. And I'll tell you what, I think Shane Beamer wants to have part of that conversation, and I absolutely know that Mark Stoops wants to take that mantle as well. 855-242-PAUL is the number. Will in Louisiana. What's up, Will?
When will these Alabama fans understand that Alabama's going to die down once Saban retires? They won't be as dominant. When will they understand that? I'm tired of Alabama fans calling in. Pow, Alabama, we're the best team in the SEC. We're the best team. Everything since 11, they've done this. I'm just tired of hearing pow, Bama, national championship. I'm just done with that.
Will, secondly, real quick, to follow up on that, right? Why do you think it falls apart? I would assume you're an LSU fan. You're calling from Louisiana. I can kind of hear it in the voice right there. But if you're sick and tired of it, what makes you think that Nick has built something that's not repeatable?
I think Nick Saban, he's one of the best head coaches of college football. There's no doubt. Bama's going to take a downfall hit. They won't be as what they were in the past, where they expect to go 15-0, lose a game, lose one game a year. I think they'll fall down to where they'll go 9-3, 10-2, then spark up and win a national championship. I don't think they'll have the steady consistency of winning a national championship every year, year round.
Well, it is intriguing to see what's going to happen after that. You said second thing, so what else you had real quick?
Yeah. Whenever your daughter goes to bed, can you start playing at Colin Baton Rouge? Because Colin Baton Rouge is a lot better than Dixieland Light. And Saturday Night Death Valley?
Well, trust me. I've got this, as you guys know, here in the Burns household, me and Lauren, I ended up marrying a diehard Alabama fan, so it is like Bloods and Crips in our household every time. And now that we have a 2.5-year-old son and a 4.5-year-old daughter, all we do is we basically recruit our own children to see who they're going to have success. So trust me, I've got a bunch of LSU books that I read my kids. And when they want bedtime, we listen to that. And at the end of it, there's the LSU fight song. Sorry, might be bad parenting, but it is what it is. I'm not a good parent. I'm an average parent, maybe. Slightly above average parent. One more hour of parenting here on the Paul Feinbaum Show coming up next.